إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي وخلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبعث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق حديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid. And we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whomever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead him. And whomever Allah causes to go astray, there is no one that who can guide him. And I bear witness, we bear witness, that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshiper and his messenger. And may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them he spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is al-Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Alhamdulillah. As Allah says also, verily, with every hardship comes ease. From Surah of Ashar, of the consolation, verily, with every hardship comes ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us through this particular ayat of the Quran that there is a relationship between trials and relief. And we have to accept that, between trials and relief, just like after surgery, there's a healing, even though there may be pain associated with the surgery. So we have to understand that there's always some type of trial and spiritual lesson that we learn from everything. When we fast, there's relief upon the breaking of the fast. And just like we have the pains of childbirth, we get the joys of parenting. And as you know, a life well lived, we get the blessings of paradise if we live that life in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Muslims, we have to understand that when we have a conflict, whether it's an internal or external conflict, it's always an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity for us to build ourselves and in some instances, rebuild ourselves. Just like when we plant a garden, you know, in order for the seed to be planted, what has to happen? It has to be a conflict. That conflict is the soil must be turned over. The soil must be turned over. And so we have to learn that when we have a challenge, there's always a spiritual lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to face. That's why, specifically during this time, during this pandemic, we have to be patient, brothers and sisters. You know, because remember, Shaitan, he is the major enemy. He says he will attack us from the hollow parts, and anything that's hollow is weak. And so we have to be patient because he is made out of haste, and he wants us to rush. He wants us to be in a hurry. If we are truly servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, let us be patient. Let us be humble. for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek Allah's help with patience and perseverance and prayer. It is indeed hard except for those who are humble. Humble. And that's from Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 45. Alhamdulillah, we've come upon another Friday. And many of the masajids, and specifically in the Atlanta area, are not holding Salat al-Jumma. But please do not let us lose the blessings of this day by not recognizing the importance of Friday. And remember, Friday is not just for the Salat al-Jumma. We have to understand that Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he said, he reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that the best day on which the sun has risen, is Friday. It's on it Adam was created, and on it he was made to enter paradise. On it he was made to enter paradise, and on Friday he was also expelled from paradise. You know, and he says also that the last hour, the day of resurrection, would also take place on the Friday. So Friday is a very important day. And the half hour that we have for Jumma, the 20 minutes to the half hour, alhamdulillah, it's major in our deen. But it's not the only thing that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us 168 hours each week. 168 hours each week. In our week, we work, we sleep, we worship. You know, and so we are so busy grieving the loss of the 20 to 30 minutes of Jumma that we forgo the many blessings of this day and the rest of our allotted 167.5 hours. So we have to understand that as Muslims, we need to be full-time Muslims, not PTMs, not part-time Muslims, brothers and sisters. We have to be of those who are striving. Aus ibn Aus, he said, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that among the best of your days is Friday. So pray to Allah frequently on it to bless him. For such supplications of you will be presented to him. So we have to understand that we should remember the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout this day, and not just in the masjid, throughout this day. And also reading the Quran, reading the Surah Al-Kahf, you know, reading it, and so that we can basically become more in love with the Quran. We have to be lovers of the Quran. We have to practice our deen in an intelligent fashion also, brothers and sisters. We have to not be ignorant. We have to listen to the experts. We consult every week with Muslim doctors and scientists just to be safe. The trial of the COVID will soon be lifted from us, inshallah. So what will be your state on the other side? Will you pass or fail this trial that Allah has given us? Our book is from a divine source. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to us when we have a challenge? O you who believe, seek help with patience and perseverance and prayer, for Allah is with those who patiently persevere. So we have to be of those who are patiently persevering, my brothers and sisters. We have to be of those who are striving in the cause of Allah. And again, not just be Muslim by name, but be Muslim by commitment. Be Muslim by commitment. As Allah again says, verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته والذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or commit mistakes. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our protector, and so grant us the victory over the disbelieving folks. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.